A retrospective of works by one of the greatest sculptors of the 20th century, Alberto Giacometti, is now on at the National Gallery in Prague. The exhibition brings together around 170 works by the Swiss artist, including some of his relatively little-known drawings and paintings. Ian Willoughby looked into the story.
Alberto Giacometti ranks among the most famous sculptors of the modern age. The Swiss artist is currently the subject of retrospective at Prague's Trade Fair Palace, which houses the modern collection of the Czech National Gallery. The exhibition is curated by Julia Tatiana Bailey, who also edited its accompanying catalogue.
It's a wonderful opportunity to bring together so many of Giacometti's works. He's a really, not just an important artist, but a really well-loved artist throughout the world. He's also an artist that has inspired so many other artists, and I think as people go through, they'll recognise his works, but they'll also kind of see the influence of his works on other artists as well. In our catalogue, we've actually got an essay that's looking about how he directly influenced Czech and Slovak artists, which is really interesting. Some of Giacometti's works were actually shown in Prague in, I think, the first time in the 1930s.
Giacometti is primarily known for his elongated, slender and pointed female figures. However, there's much more to the retrospective than his trademark sculptures, with more than a third of the 170 or so pieces on show comprising paintings and drawings. Serena Boccalo-Muselli is from the Fondazione Giacometti in Paris, which lent the items on show to the Czech National Gallery.
I think that is a real asset for the exhibition because normally we have many sculptures and people know the sculpture of Giacometti but not the paintings. And in this exhibition there's many, many paintings. So yeah, I think that is a good thing for this exhibition from the beginning to the end of the career of the artist.
The retrospective also brings home to visitors just how Giacometti's approach developed over the decades, says Julia Tatiana Bailey.
We're starting by looking at his childhood works. He was actually brought up in the mountains of Switzerland, but in an Italian-speaking community. And he started working in this neo-impressionist style, which was the same as his father, who was a painter. And then he moves to Paris in the 1920s, and he starts by training in these sort of impressionist styles and then gets completely absorbed into the avant-garde world and starts working in a cubist style, starts experimenting with that, is very influenced by non-Western practices, so Egyptian art, art of Africa, and then he moves across to working in a more surrealist style as well.
And the exhibition, simply entitled Alberto Giacometti, runs until the 1st of December.